Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Costas from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba RE/MAX Metro.
Reminding all of you that this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for any of our guests or us, give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. Mm-hmm. You can also tweet us at Team Reba or Eric is my banker.
Eric with a C.
Eric with a C. That's right. That's right. Well, welcome. So we have Jeff and Jesse with us here today who are talking about a couple different types of technology, but we're talking about photographing homes, you know, the best way to present your listing. I didn't realize this. We've got kind of a photography throwdown going on here. So
I figured it would be kind of interesting to talk about, you know, the comparisons of them. And frankly, if we have a caller who has questions about it or wants to learn more of something specifically, they're more than welcome to please call in. Again, 866-712-1300 and ask your questions. I mean, because Matterport's new. And a lot of people aren't really that familiar with it. But even the real estate photography, I mean, I feel like I am just, you know, barking up a tree with no squirrels to real estate agents all the time. In fact, Jesse, you can attest to this. He knows how much I hate being on the MLS looking at listings and then seeing the really poor quality photos.
Right, right.
I actually sent, what was it, about $1.3 million house over to you the other day? Because I was online looking at stuff for clients, and this house comes across my screen. It's a $1.3 million house with these, you know, cell phone photos. And the real estate agents were representing a family member, too. And I thought, that doesn't get you get out of jail free card. Like, you should be doing even more if that's, you know, who your family is. Like, aren't they pissed?
That's not that uncommon, though. You know, some of the online forums I'm in for people that do similar work, they've posted things about, you know, movie stars or something who have these, you know, whatever, $20 million mansions. And they go through with their cell phone and take their own pictures, and they're just as bad.
Sake. Right.
And they have all the resources in the world, you would think, to have wonderful pictures. But
well, is that someone doing it because they're trying to take advantage of their own social media, and it's not with their agent specifically, and they're just kind of like, "Hey, here's my pad."
No, these are on the listings. These are on the.
Are you serious?
Yeah, these are on the MLS. You know,
yeah. Sometimes
I hope that agent is making no money whatsoever because
yeah.
they're certainly. I mean, that's the thing I have to fight about all the time is what is the value of my industry, and who am I as a working professional? And I assume that you guys run into the same battles.
Oh, constantly. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of agents that don't appreciate the value of good photography and
who do you see being the ones who feel that way the most?
Who? You might want to name names.
Well, no, not name names. Like, is there a particular profile of somebody? Like, is it just that they're new and maybe they don't have any money yet?
No, I don't think that's it at all. I think there's a lot of very experienced agents. I don't think it's anything to do with whether they're just starting out or anything. I think there's a lot of them that are they just simply don't get it, I guess.
I would agree with that. They don't understand it, that they don't. They feel I've got a great camera.
Right, right, right.
So it's going to take just as good a picture as hiring someone to take
photos. Yeah, but are they using a camera or are they using their cell phone?
Well, sometimes they're using their cell phone, which, you know, you can get very, very good pictures with a cell phone if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but most of them don't.
Well, right, exactly. The funny thing I hear,
let's
though.
Let's be honest.
The funny thing I hear a lot.
This environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. The funny thing I hear a lot of times is people will say, well, I tried to take these pictures and I have a really good camera, you know.
I bet you
and
cringe
and they didn't come out very well. And there's some meme I saw on Facebook about photographers and how, you know, some guy said he went to some dinner party and the woman cooked this wonderful meal. And then he said, oh, well, you must have a really good stove because your meal was so good. You know, it's the same thing. You know, it's
does
really
not relate.
Yeah. So it's not really just because
skill,
you have a good
camera. Not just the tool.
Yeah.
The tool's not always the thing.
So, yeah, I mean, I have very good equipment, but I also know how to use it. So.
Right. Well, I remember when I very first started out using professional photos, it was quite the affair. Because I had one client, she was just so blown away. She moved here from New York City, and I sold her her first condo, and then I was selling it for her when she was getting married. And we showed up with, at the time, the guy has his laptop on a cart, And we've got the two big umbrella-looking flash things going on. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you weren't kidding when you said you were bringing a professional photographer in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we're not skimping on this one. And of course, it cost a lot more back then, too, because it took so long to take the pictures, right? And nowadays, I mean, you show up at our shoots, and you've got a few pieces of equipment, but it doesn't take 15 minutes just to lug it all in anymore.
And everything I have, I mean, there are some guys that will, you know, still work in that way.
Those are typically exceptional homes.
I mean,
though,
if they're doing Dwell Magazine,
yes, those are exceptional. Those are very specific.
3 days to shoot, you know, the living room type of thing.
Yeah. And you need a certain kind of quality for that level of print,
too. Right. But yeah, I try to keep it where I can just bring it all in one load. And, but I mean, I do bring lighting and umbrellas and all that. But
I can attest to that. I know
these
that.
These days, everything is wireless, so there aren't any wires going all over the place, and everything triggers from the camera.
Yeah, I remember when iPads were the first thing that we could see with all of the multiple exposures.
Right.
It was like, oh, that's the coolest thing ever. Oh, I love it. You know?
And that's still, I think there's not a whole lot of photographers who are doing that. I mean, I can control my camera from my iPad and the picture pops up in, 5 seconds and we can all look at it. And the technology's out there and it's very common now, but I don't think there's that many photographers who are doing that yet. I'm not sure why. Maybe just the expense.
Okay. Jeff Crump, tell us your company. It's Seattle 3D Video. Is that correct?
Well, the name of the company is Seattle 3D, but that domain name was gone, so I threw on Seattle 3D Video as the web address, but the name of the company is Seattle 3D.
Okay. So if you want to check it out, go to Seattle3DVideo.com.
Yep.
So one thing I've noticed, I want to hear some anecdotes about this, because your camera is zooming around 360 degrees, taking a picture. It sees everything that's in that room, right?
Correct, everything. If your eye sees it, the camera sees
it. So are some examples of some things that your camera sees that a consumer should maybe put out of sight?
Oh, gosh, yeah, a lot of things. I mean, dog bowls, dog dishes, even just paper towel dispensers, soap dispensers when we're doing it. I mean, you want it to look as clean as possible.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, dirty clothes, towels hanging in the bathroom. I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff that I've had to tidy up when I go into people's homes.
I'm not surprised.
I'm sure Jesse sees the same thing. It's like the photographer's here, and it's like, did anybody clean this?
See, the thing on mine, though, is I can frame it all, and I'm only getting that shot.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're doing it, you have to frame everything.
Yeah, no, I'm stuck with
everything. Right, therein lies the difference, because that's the thing. We're having conversations with clients right now about whether or not, I'll put it this way, we're calling it whether the house is worthy of one versus the other. But right now, we're actually making sure that we still utilize both. And I think we'll continue to utilize both, because I think for the listeners out here, I mean, most of what we've got is people in Washington State listening to us, although this streams live, so, people can listen anywhere, KKOL.com, just in case.
I think I have friends around the country that are listening in.
I hope so.
Yes.
I really hope so. And I hope they'll come back and listen again, even when you're not on.
There you go.
Post it on your Facebook page when you get
I did.
That's right.
I posted it this morning on my Facebook
page. Once we get done with the show, we record all of these, and then we do post them back on our blog. So we will send that out to you so you can share it also after the fact.
Very cool.
But for me, we're talking to these clients about whether the house is going to be worthy of a 3D because of those issues. Mm-hmm. But then there's also what we've talked about before, which is that the MLS has, the way it's set up, is your technology isn't the main technology they use for showing off the houses. So I don't see a time right now in any particular MLS where Jesse's work or any other real estate photographer's work would go away, because that is the main thing. In fact, if anything, our MLS finally listened to everyone saying, could you please give us more photos? It used to kill me when people couldn't fill out 15 photos. Now it kills me when they can't fill out 25. But
it's hard, though, on small houses.
On a small house, maybe. But also, remember that little studio we sold in Belltown? You did that for us. But there's also the potential of what are the common area rooms and stuff like that. So you can add a few other things. But when I see a 4-bedroom, 2.5, 2,300 square foot large lot home that only has 14 photos, I'm just flummoxed every single time. Like, what? Why?
Because something didn't look good.
Well, no. Jeff, I'm going to tell you, that's not it. I've had these conversations with other agents where I've literally called up because I've been doing like comps or something for a neighbor. And I'll call an agent up and I'll say, you know, you got this 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath house, but there's no pictures of the bedrooms. I'm like, is something wrong with them? Oh, no. I'm just trying to give the people something to see when they come. And she thinks it's supposed to be a teaser. Yeah, she's thinking it. She's teasing, like, hey, don't you want to see more? And the thing she hasn't figured out yet is the consumer goes, oh, must be something wrong with those. Swipe.
Next.
You know, right. See on the next one. Click on over. And so I find it very challenging. I'm constantly trying to promote you guys' kinds of services because, again, I have to fight for my own right to a living because people want to, you know, tear down what happens in the real estate commission world. And, you know, we set ourselves apart by making sure that we use services like yours, you know. And I guess I can just say, hey, thanks competition for not sucking it up and doing a good job because it just makes us look fantastic.
Well, I think that's a very good point that it shows how serious the agent is taking it, because if an agent is just going in and saying, oh, yeah, I'll just do the pictures with my iPad. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, of course, I'm a photographer, so I wouldn't ever let anybody get away with that. But I just think that that's something for people to think about, is how much their agent is going to put into it, you know,
right.
That they really want to promote this
place. Yeah, we truly see it as an investment
in
our client
definitely.
And their success. And it's a shame when there's not other people feeling the same way,
right.
Because you have to put investment into your business and what you do, and you're providing a valuable service. And I'm just always kind of surprised when I see these listings every single day. I mean, it's getting better, but only in certain marketplaces. I can tell you right now, anybody who lives in Kent, call me, because I can tell you right now, a very small share of agents are using any kind of professional
photography. I just was in Kent this morning.
Yeah. Well, you just did it. Yeah, exactly. All right. So I know I'm probably getting a little to it. I'm like, this is a topic I get very fired up about. Can you tell?
Very passionate.
I'm
Calm
very
down.
Passionate about
Calm
it.
Down. No,
I don't know why
okay.
I'm so passionate about it, but it's like, it's one of my big pet peeves in the industry. So if it's your pet peeve, make sure you call in and let us know. We're at 866-712-1300. We're going to be going on a break here in about 30 seconds, but if you call in now, we can get you checked out and on the air with us in the next segment if you like.
That's right. Stay tuned for more with Jesse Young and Jeff Crump, talking photography.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.